It's my issue, maybe.
It's there, or is it...
Representation is very important, because if we have the kind of spatial areas that we're looking at in Bremen and Freiburg, then you present some of the, you can present very much the conclusions or the deductions that you're making very naturally in a visual form. And I don't think there's a real reason to restrict it to spoken language or natural language.
Mine, I would keep that. Okay.
Just like a sometimes the most effective representation, like for football players or military troops, is a sketch of a...
For an ontology as well.
I believe we are looking too much stuff here.
What we want to do is make sure we have everything significant, and then we'll reduce the
priority. Of course, it's useful.
But I think we've already reached the diminishing return.
Can I finish my
comment? So what we're going to do is put all the
I'm just saying that one thing of the food which we need in order to approach this endeavor, and one thing is the endeavor itself. Okay, so the graphical representation goes there.
Okay. A lot of this stuff goes there.
Well, maybe all go there. I don't know. Any other new issues?
I'd like to suggest...
I don't know your name, sir.
Tom Beckman. I'd like to suggest identifying the capabilities and services that your ontology are to provide. Okay, you got it as a subcategory. Yeah. Under evaluation, I'm talking about...
Well, competence is in there. Okay.
Okay, do we agree that this should be pulled out of just... Keep this under evaluation, pull it out as a an issue in its own right, characterize competence and coverage.
And you put natural language capability, for example, under there, and the number one.
Maybe so.
Instead of concept, you better say type, otherwise now we will get the remand.
Yeah,
There's only one point from my talk earlier this morning that isn't reflected here. I'm actually really happy at the degree of agreement that we have here. But one of the things that isn't reflected here is how much is enough? How much should we be agreeing on? Because one of the things that I think I disagree with most of the people in this room, or many of the people in this room, is that if you agree on 300 terms or 3,000 terms or 30,000 terms, that's not going to be enough. You really need to agree on the order of hundreds of thousands of terms and at least on the order of a million or more of terms, or else you're going to have exactly the same sort of divergence that we sort of shake our heads at in the semantic web community and that they shake their heads at in the HTML community.
So I think one of the comments I actually had in my notes from this morning, I wanted to bring forward, was your emphasis on the middle ontology.
Yeah.
So actually, maybe we should say that explicitly somewhere here that
think the middle ontology.
Let's have a middle ontology summit.
Yeah. Upper ontology. The upper ontology ends a hell of a lot lower than you think it does.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
Can't talk about this.
So where does the upper ontology end?
Yeah.
So the comment might be that might be upper the middle. We don't want to revisit the same issues next year when it's a middle. Where the boundary is,
but they may be like five orders of magnitude apart.
No.
If we could get like within one order of magnitude apart, I'd be a lot happier.
At least none of the two orders of magnitude. Yeah. You do not see your favorite issue here.
We've already got these fundamental agreements that you said at the beginning of the day, right? You don't have to even agree on that.
So we're not bringing those up. These
are all meta-communicated.
Fairly well settled. I mean, what we'll do is we'll bring it up on the screen and make sure that everybody nods their head.
But when I look at this list, it's not that there's actually very much disagreement about it. This is stuff to do.
Well, this is, remember, this is technical next step, too. These are the issues and the next step.
Too much of it, but I don't think I haven't heard anyone saying that you couldn't.
Should we identify a first step?
Is that
what you want?
Well, I don't think we're going to do all of it by tomorrow morning. So.
Right. But I want to make sure that we captured your issue.
This is the kind of stuff. So I think this is.
Okay, now let's try to prioritize
it. How is the world going to pay for this?
Upside down.
Who agrees?
But then between 4 and 5, right, where we adopt the final joint communication, we just discuss the programmatic next steps, like funding opportunities.
And along with funding, we should put, like, presence in the outside world. We should have Nicola talk a little bit about the Applied Ecology Journal, because I think that there's a lot of opportunity here. We should think about the right way to push and leverage to publicize them.
So that's the 4 to 5 slide.
We really think we're going to.
You're done. Your closure on the joint. No. So what we want to do here is prioritize these, as much as we can, right? Consider our technical next steps, right? Which is going to be programmatically determined, right? I mean, if nobody gets funding, nothing's going to happen, right? So, we're going to address the programming or the programmatic aspect. So let's try to prioritize these, and then assuming that we had our druthers technically, what would we do as our next steps? As the custodians, as participants? So let's prioritize. So now we're going to go to numbering, I guess, or something.
Speaking of priorities, I'm elaborating that point on the fact that according to him, we need a pretty big set of concepts in order to do anything useful. This really concerns me. I believe we should. This is a really important thing to think about.
Okay.
How do you relate to various people? That should be the
refers to the focus of activity.
Find the maximum areas of commonality.
And then the first thing you do there is agree on how.
Yeah. So we still needed to add that, Mike.
Okay, sorry. What's the name?
And then also apologies. This is not a
that.
I think it's captured that.
Maybe subset. Minimal energy. I think it's subset. What are you talking about?
Not minimal, maximal.
Well, minimal.
Maximum subset.
Otherwise, you end up with things.
Right.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, maximal intersecting subset.
No, when nobody says minimum common denominator, that's invariably pejorative. We are not looking for a minimum common denominator. We're looking for a maximum common subset.
I would say
that
that's the way you.
Or even it's more fundamental than that.
There's so little
using English here.
All right.
All right, how about that? Understand simulation differences, find maximum and maximum intersecting subsets.
There you go.
Okay, how do we relate the various upper ontologies? Issue one, highest priority for two.
But you are presuming that people believe these things should be done, right?
Yes. Well, there are any disagreements around the room.
Well, these are dimensions, don't you? Right?
You put on this thing about the intersecting subsets.
Right. Exactly. So, how we do
that? I disagree with that.
How we do that? I think
it's more harmful than helpful, too.
I don't think we'll find very much.
What's your point?
Too harmful.
Well, understand
simulation
differences is a constant of
that. But the point we just suddenly changed gears on was, rather than discussing issues, was suddenly this turned into things to do.
Yeah.
An issue may not be the issue. Should there be an intersection?
Okay, so let's change.
Should there be a federation?
Can you print something out?
I found this point. Prioritize the top level bullets, not the things underneath.
It's something we'll discuss.
The top level bullets and the issues.
In which there are lots of questions there's
a lot of variation here.
Interesting, useful intersection and union that'll come out.
So let's emphasize so
we get the top bullets.
Okay, we're in the process here. The folks on the phone, we hope to get this on the wiki. And there'll still be modifications. So we're pausing. We got one question or comment.
Abstract level, and then in turn, I have very concrete domains
what had been there at the intersection too hard, you'll end up with very, very little in the upper ontology. Whereas if you look for useful subsets and useful unions, then you'll actually find things. Because, for example, there's some domains where time just doesn't matter.
Right.
Some areas of mathematics where time essentially is irrelevant. But, of course, in most domains, time is important. And so should time not be part of the upper ontology, that would just be silly. You don't really want to apply some rigid criterion. You want to find useful sets of concepts, useful sets of types. And
would this be in parallel to your notion of facets?
Yes, and also we actually have different levels of what we call our upper ontology. I don't think we don't actually publish about this, but we have about what we refer to as the 12 levels of heaven, which are basically different levels of what we call our upper ontology, but we decided it would do more harm than good, like reveal that to the outside world, so we don't.
I guess the thing is, I'm not quite sure in terms of what you're saying. Was it technically or philosophically correct for me to characterize those two, distinguish those two ideas in that way?
So we actually do have. Entropacity or something. Basically is some measure of how tied to the real world has to be versus how abstract it can be. And if you get abstract enough, you can be dealing with Peano's axioms for arithmetic, you can do number theory and set theory and all sorts of things without most of what you would think of as a useful upper ontology. Doesn't mean that your upper ontology should have 11 concepts in.
But is that upper?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is things which are so general that they apply to concepts which are so general that they apply to many, many, many domains probably belong in whatever you're going to call upper ontology.
It's not as simple as it seems. It's simple to say in this time.
Focus or discover that we're talking here about some kind of consensus regarding these particular microontologies, not the microontologies in general.
I don't think that's in question.
I kind of feel like our issues list has gone well beyond.
Well, do you want to revisit the communique? I'm pretty sure we all agree with everything.
Okay, yeah, we're going to change the agenda here. Let's go to communique. We'll go back if we have time.
Yeah, make one point is, first of all, the focus should be around ontology and then around the custodian. We actually have listed that anyone who isn't and who has not been sort of invited as a convener are here as observers. So let's sort of keep the focus on the custodian.
Your main point is we've got to make sure the seven custodians
are agreeing on the rest of us
to certain things. Okay.
Well, has Adam joined the remote yet?
Adam, are you on?
Okay, I don't want to get stuff.
So let's bring up the communique. And we have Barry, are you on? Elvis is not on. John is on.
But we've all already.
But Barry has said that he pretty much agrees.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, this could be very quick. I mean,
we've all already looked at this.
Well, I'll Nicola presented some modifications.
Yes, do you want some detailed editing.
Yes, and I don't.
Do you have that knot anywhere?
Show me where you put the knot in.
Corpus space wing with.
I only added four words.
Yeah.
The online one is has not been modified according to Nicola's suggestion.
Okay. Where is it been modified?
It was mailed in to their right.
Okay, then let's go to the mail and
okay, why are you?
Preface to the conclusion, if you just remove that line, probably nobody can go be a little bit different.
Yeah, that's fine.
But Pat actually put all that on the discussion list, didn't it?
Change it.
let's look at
Okay.
Give me two or three
Okay.
Okay.
Not that the plan should be
whether you can share knowledge without a common way of expressing meaning. This is a question in this sentence. The last part of the sentence is the potential for sharing knowledge.
Leave that in. No, leave resources.
I think one.
Well, why would it take the word
without the meaning for it?
And the reason I'm suggesting that is that, in fact, we may not actually, as long as we each have found an adequate means for doing this. So each of us could have our own idiosyncratic mapping to our system. That doesn't mean there's a common one.
The mappings are conceptual. These conceptual primitives, I don't know whether they mean one or the other or both of the meta-ontology constructs, or do you mean the other ontology content?
I was thinking of the
other ontology content.
So then we should make that clear.
I don't know what that is.
Well,
it's willfully ambiguous.
Yeah, I think it's both. We distinguish that in our history.
Yes,
it seems to be.
There's also an extended remarks page where if you want to make clarifications, if you think there may be some ambiguities, but the wording as it stands is not factually incorrect, those clarifications can be made on the extended remarks page.
It's a lot of spoilers. These are the mappings.
Right.
I mean, being anti-semitic without necessarily having a particular set of...
So, do we think that that's actually covered in there, in this?
I think so. Okay. So, I suppose there's a typo in the point 4, the agreement for the standardized testing. I don't know, there is a problem.
Okay, we're going back to 4 for
revisit.
We need some
standardized tests. Let's eliminate this.
How are the standardized building blocks?
The paragraph that we're currently looking at, I don't know. You might choose to use the same word in both spaces, but the building blocks and primitives are meant.
5 and 7
Okay, we're looking at 7. These conceptual primitives or these conceptual building blocks.
I'd vote for conceptual building blocks. Conceptual primitives ties into an entire collection of positions, which maybe not all of us would want to tie into.
That's
building
right.
blocks is nice and vague.
Yeah, I think that's right. Primitives will basically have specific and unintended meanings.
Sure.
We're building blocks.
Building
blocks. And we go back to Lego. Okay, these conceptual building blocks are now available above in 5.
The same change then?
That's conceptual. 5, right here. 5, we're changing primitives to.